Chair, distinguished delegates. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today about Vertex legislative assistance activities to support BWC states parties in implementing the convention. Vertex National Implementation Measures, or NIM, program works on the legislative implementation of the BWC and other CBRN instruments. Our team of legal experts provides cost-free awareness-raising assistance, legal analysis, and legislative drafting assistance to interested states in support of Article 4 of the BWC. We believe such assistance is needed for full and effective implementation of the Convention, which has not yet been achieved. From our own analysis of the legislative implementation measures of 147 states, it appears, for example, that a number of states have yet to prohibit the use of biological weapons. The COVID-19 outbreak has reminded us of the central role of legislation in responding to biological incidents. Since the start of the pandemic, we have seen states drafting laws and regulations to be able to respond to the disease. BWC states parties therefore need to ensure that their legislation is ready to address not only the response to biological incidents, but also the safe and secure handling of biological agents and toxins, as well as the prohibition and prevention of biological weapons. Vertex National Implementation Measures Program currently has project-based capacity to provide a number of services to states worldwide for BWC implementation. Firstly, we provide awareness-raising assistance to improve understanding of BWC implementation obligations. We do this primarily through presentations at workshops, which currently are conducted online. We have further developed a number of awareness-raising tools that can be used in a variety of contexts. Examples of such tools include our recently revised fact sheets on the BWC and the creation of a BWC national authority. The documents provide guidance on the types of national implementation measures that may be required for implementation of the BWC and the creation of a BWC national authority, as well as basic facts about the convention. Secondly, we conduct legislative analysis in order to examine an interested state's laws and regulations relating to the implementation of the BWC. The analysis of existing legislation is important because it allows states to assess which legislative measures are necessary to fully implement their international obligations. Moreover, it helps ensure that any newly drafted legislation fits within the existing legal framework. To conduct this analysis, we use a legislation survey tool, which helps compare a state's national laws and regulations against 137 distinct national implementation measures. This survey tool has been used by Vertex for over a decade, but has been revised and made publicly available this year. Through its publication, we hope to reach more state officials and other relevant stakeholders so they can gain a better understanding of the specific national implementation measures that can be considered in their legislation. While the tool itself is public, the state-specific analysis, however, remain confidential. Thirdly, we offer legislative drafting assistance to interested states. This includes drafting new legislation during workshops or reviewing existing drafts of legislative bills. Again, we use tools developed by Vertex staff in-house. Examples of such drafting tools include Vertex Sample Act and regulatory guidelines for national implementation of the BWC and related requirements of UN Security Council Resolution 1540. All of our tools are freely available on our website in almost all UN languages. When undertaking our legislative assistance activities, Vertex collaborates and coordinates with international and regional partners, including the BWC Implementation Support Unit. We are pleased to currently be contributing to projects under European Union Council Decision 97 of 2019 in support of the BWC and the European Union CBRN Risk Mitigation Centers of Excellence Initiative. We are also grateful for additional funding support from the Norwegian Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the United States Department of State with CRDF Global. We look forward to continuing strengthening BWC legislative implementation with our current partners and any interested states in the future. Thank you, Mr. Chair.